Let's begin by talking about the Boston Red Sox. Is this surge for real? Does it mean anything? And can this team actually be a contender in the second half?
Well, I think when you're 5.5 games out, whatever the number is, you're a contender. And we just don't know what they are. I mean, they really haven't played well, have not demonstrated any ability to keep it together. This is the best they've played right where we stand now. So makes that Yankee series kind of interesting going into the weekend. And I think if they were to win, 2 out of 3 there, it'd be some pretty good feeling going into the break.
With the record the way it is, you look at this team, and you have to wonder, is this a well-constructed team?
It didn't seem as bad in the off season. It was just hard to believe they were playing as badly as they did for 10, 12 weeks. There's some holes, some dysfunction. And I think, they were counting on the mediocrity of the American League East to uphold them, and that's all coming home to roost now because everybody's losing in the American League East. So they've been able to get away with it to a degree because of the parity. Really, it's the whole league and specifically their division.
David Ortiz has said he's not crazy about being out there at first base. He's certainly complained about some things in the past, but at his age, has he got a legitimate beef here?
Well, I understand, and it's David doesn't hold back his emotions or his feelings, so we know where he stands. For a lot of people, it's hard to swallow playing first base, and it's really a non-active position. But he is 39; he's got the Achilles issues. He's not used to doing it. It does make it a better lineup by and large, and because of Napoli's struggles, and that's where you'd like him to just suck it up for 2 or 3 days a week. We'll see where that goes.
What do you think happens to Napoli? He can't have much value out there on the open market.
Yeah, I mean, really, you're only looking at, he's only with the team another 75 games, whatever it is. I mean, his contract's up, and they'll take him to Anaheim and see if he can get recharged there. He's always hit well against them, and it's too bad. I mean, he was so good in spring training. Really was their best hitter in Florida, and coming off the surgery to help him sleep and all that stuff, there were high hopes for him. But this is a long one, and it doesn't look good right now. It looks like he might be a candidate for getting released or just not playing in the second half.
We're talking with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. The All-Star Game coming up. The teams have been announced. We didn't get 8 Royals in the starting lineup, thankfully, but there are a handful of them there. Will this perhaps lead to some changes in the role of the fan vote in the All-Star Game, and should it?
Well, this is an old argument. Never perfect. Writers, fans, players, managers. You're going to have gripes and inequities no matter how you do it. That's a little silly with what happened this year. I'm glad it leveled off a little bit toward the end. And I mean, I don't know what's wrong with just one vote per person, if there's any way to figure that out. But the notion of people voting 35 times seems not in the best interest of anybody.
You think Rob Manfred will change Bud Selig's master plan of making this game be the one thing that decides home field for the World Series?
I do not think that. I think they kind of like it. That's one of those things that easy to harpoon and stuff like that. I've actually liked it more since they did that. I was in Milwaukee for the tie, and this was a way to get around that. I just wish the managers felt a little less, pressure or whatever to go with one inning for pitchers or one batter and use everybody. And, again, that wasn't the way when I grew up. You were sort of trying to win the game, and you didn't have to use or empty the bench or empty the bullpen. And I'd be okay going back to that.
Yeah, I miss the days when the starter would go 3 innings, yeah. And there'd be some guys that knew they were unlikely to see the field in the game.
Yeah, there's really no harm in that. So, you're not going to make everybody happy no matter how you do it. It's still, of the 4 sports, it's still the best one, and I just kind of hold on to that.
On the football scene, Roger Goodell today said that the decision is coming soon on the Brady appeal, maybe as soon as next week. How do you think this whole thing resolves itself?
Well, I was happy to hear something, and I don't know how much we can put in that, but the Hardy thing is still hanging out there, which worries me for the Brady thing. But I just feel like there's got to be a deal cut that Goodell has to know if they're going to court or not, and that I think there's a little bit too much enthusiasm around here for that they didn't do anything and it's going to go away, and he's either going to get it wiped out to nothing or go to court and overthrow the NFL. I don't think this is going to be a happy ending for the Patriots. I think if they can get it down to a game or two, they should cut their losses and move from there.
Do you think Brady, mostly out of this, just wants to be exonerated, so if they do reduce it, he's able to say, well, they didn't find any wrongdoing on my part. The game, the two games, is because we didn't cooperate fully at the time.
Yeah, I think that's actually the best scenario for the Patriots at this point, that the penalty, like you say, is cut down to that, and they say, well, you weren't cheating, you just didn't cooperate, and then kind of carry that into retirement. That's, in my view, the best way that this can play out for them at this point.
I loved your column a couple of days ago on the decluttering process. I had to laugh at the thought of cassette tapes. I have a million of those hidden away. I have old interviews on the old radio station cartridges that we used to use. How's that process going for you?
Not so good. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of contact from fans and readers and the general population, and you know, it's easy. Nobody thinks you should get rid of anything, and most of the stuff I just feel is only valuable to me. So I guess I'm going to have to wait, have somebody else toss it later.
You need that Dan Shaughnessy storage facility.
Absolutely, it's really annoying, and it kind of consumes you after a while. You're like, what do I do with all this? And yet, it's really hard to part with it, and it's, for the most part, not valuable to anybody else, and nobody wants to go through it. I understand that.
Dan, it's great talking with you, as always. Thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon. We'll catch you again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.